Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, people out there. This is Nate Mistanella, former Cruiserweight champ of the world. Welcome back again. Hopefully, I can hear from everybody that wants to talk. And hopefully, everybody be blessed. And I'm there for you.
Yeah, brother.
Yes. So, if anybody have any questions, I think I can get you the answer to the best of my ability. You know, some fights on the horizon: Mike Tyson and Roy Jones, Errol Smith, and Garcia. And if, you know, y'all have something to ask, something that I can help you with, so I'll be more than happy to help you. Oh, don't be shy. Don't be bashful. Y'all can talk up. Being a boxer myself, ex-fighter, world champion, I know a few little things some people out there. And I had a great run in my career. So I'm no stranger to this game.
All right, so real quickly, I just want to ask you about what is the Tyson-Jones fight, or Roy Jones Jr. fight, and what is your opinion? Because I know it's been postponed, but can you give me, well, I won't even ask you, I won't even put you in that spot, but I just want to ask you real quickly, like, what do you think overall about that fight card?
Number one, if it was a legit fight, Mike Tyson would beat him up, knock him out. We already know that. Is this for show? They got both two different weights. And Roy technically wouldn't stand a chance with Mike. In their minds, they could do a lot in their minds, but their body, physical attributes is not, you know, their brain is not there for that length of time. I mean, hopefully they're not thinking about coming back, which it won't work. In their minds, they can go because they, you know, been out the game for a minute. And you look at it like this, the way they went out on the bottom, if they get in there with somebody that can fight, guess what? It's a done deal. Look at Mike Tyson, how he went out. If he got in there with somebody the caliber of him, guess what? It's a wrap. That's why I say in his mind, he could do it. But technically, he wouldn't make it past a bump.
Okay, well, I mean, okay, so let's just say if one or both got their, you know, their physical shape, and I see one of them has their, you know, himself together, and it seems like another one because, you know, he looks like my Uncle Joe right about now, but from what you see, do you think this can be a feasible fight, like where this can go on to something, you know, even better than, you know, we're anticipating?
No. It's just it's supposed to be a sparring session, and, like, if Roy get out of hand, it's going to be over early. And technically nobody would pay to see some guys get back in the ring. This is for show. I'm aware of that. But I wouldn't pay to see none of them get back in because it would be ugly. Simple as that, ugly.
So, So basically, you're just saying, like, I mean, even though they keep saying this is a sparring session, but is this really a sparring session, or is this really, I mean, could this actually really turn out to be a boxing match?
Well, it could. If Mike Tyson doesn't take it to him, then it's over. If they just in here just to get some work and respect each other, then, hey, Warrior remains standing and they have a good workout and they can show the people that, hey, in their minds, they still got it. They can perform just in that venue just for show, and they're making some decent money. But like I said, in their minds, they could box. In the reality world, it's over if they think about taking it further than what they're doing now. As a sparring session, believe you me, if they get in there with somebody the same caliber, trust me, both of them are destroyed. Guarantee you that. They had their time. They're not George Foreman. If you notice Mike Tyson, he didn't knock everybody out exactly that fast when he was in his youth. It was fast, but not like one rounders. It took a little time, but he got him out. So just imagine now it'd be horrible because Mike of old, he was the man. But now he Mike of being real old, nah, don't see it. Don't see it.
Wow. You know, I really appreciate that insight that what you said and how you presented that. But everybody's anticipating this to be, you know, something way bigger than what it is. And, you know, just for anybody that's joining the broadcast, we are on the Nate Mr. Miller Boxing Show. And anytime you want to call in, you can call in at 319-527-6091, or you can call in at 323-870-4174. Anytime you want to speak to Nate, Mr. Miller, just hit the number one. And, you know, when you were just talking about, like, what we want to relive in boxing, and even though they were in two different division weights, have you ever seen any, like, in boxing, and, you know, in your time when you were boxing, where there was such an anticipated fight where you just really, really wanted to see two athletes, you know, in the sport of boxing just go at it?
In my view, I wanted to see athletes go at it. Well, yeah, I had anticipation on certain fighters going at it. I mean, back then, man, it was some great ones and some good ones, and yeah, definitely, it was something to behold and watch and wait for. Yeah, I would say so. I mean, the Errol Spence and Danny Garcia, that's going to be very interesting. I think Spence will be destroying Garcia. I think he got maybe another fight or two left in him. I think he's going to take a beating in that fight in November, even though Spence was in a car accident. I think, in my opinion, that Garcia will take pay a heavy price in this particular fight coming up. And I think after the next one, he should retire from the game, because he made money. Ain't no sense of getting his brains pummeled. I mean, just come on out. I mean, you can always tell somebody, give them your opinion. Whether they follow it or not, hey, that's a horse of another color. But in my opinion, I think you should get one more or two more and get on out the game.
Okay. So, now as far as, anybody that think they can make a comeback and can come back right now today, who do you think that fighter is?
Uh,
Who would it be? Nobody, because they all been out of the game. Nobody. They've all been out of the game too long. Come back and get hurt. Right. That's about it.
Wow. So basically, you're saying, like, if you're out of the game at a certain length of time, like, and I don't want to just bring up, like, old names, but, like, George Foreman was out of the game for a long time, and he came back, and he had that form, and he had everything, like, you know, going for him. And I know it's not that natural for, like, a whole lot of athletes, and I know certain athletes do have that, you know, I can step away and come back.
Right.
You know, sort of like Michael Jordan, you know, thing where he stepped away from the game and he came back and he was still on top of his game. It took him a while to get back there, but, you know, do you see a boxer like that?
Not now. You have to be an exception to the rule. Like Foreman, he was an exception to the rule. I mean, he was a powerful, big man, and all he needed was one punch, as you saw. When he won the second title, all he needed was a punch. Get it in there, and it's a wrap. You have to be exception to the rule. Anybody that was never a puncher, in my opinion, is not exception to the rule. And in my opinion, it's a waste of time coming back to get beat up and embarrass yourself. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but that's my opinion. Especially been out the game a long time. And if he was never a power puncher, of course, if you had speed, that didn't diminish. If you had some power, some of that has diminished. So, therefore, your brain diminished because you're thinking that you can, but you really can't. Your body's saying one thing. Your mind says, you had your run. So, it has to be, in my opinion, an exception to the rule.
Wow, you heard it here, right here first from Nate, Mr. Miller, and, you know, just to, you know, show some of your versatility, you know, now, I know that even though, you know, we don't have a lot of different venues in sports right now, but we do know that in politics and in everyday life, if there are some certain measures and things that's going on. So, like in the political arena and, you know, the boxing chances that we, you know, that our, you know, opponents have, you know, how do you feel about the ticket right now with the Joe Biden and Kamala Harris?
Well, like you said, there's always been politics, not politics. And the Democrats, at the end of it, never been for the people. They won't make it into office because it's not designed for them, the Democrats, to get in there. It's not going to happen. There's a lot of stuff out there we don't know, but I can promise you that they won't be in office simply because Trump is thinking about discontinuing voting and not having an election this year. All of this stuff that you see is by design and is to help the American people. A better world is on the horizon. I tell people, be patient. Don't become one. Take it from me. I know it's a better world on the horizon. So we just got to sit back and watch it play out. It's all going to play out in real time. Real time.
Wow. And, you know, just speaking on, you know, myself, and when you say how do you feel about, you know, just the whole overall, like, politics of how things are being played, you know, on everyday people where we just rely on, you know, just the politicians and stuff like that. Now, how can you just, like, in your own words, just, like, say, how can we just break that mold where we just can just break free from all of the, you know, the rhetoric and just say, listen, we have to live this world how we live, you know?
Well, knowing what I know, and good thing Trump got in there, that's a very good thing. That's a start right there, because he's for the people, and a lot of people don't know. They think he's against the people. There's a method to his madness, the way he talks. The way you hold the Bible up and talk about certain this, that, and other. It sounds crazy because we don't know really what's happening, but trust and believe me, it's a method to everything he done said and everything he done did. But a lot of people don't get the gist of what's really happening behind the scenes. And, hey, I stopped voting years ago, but hey, I'm glad he's in there, and there's a lot of good stuff getting ready to happen for the planet. If he hadn't got in there, I couldn't talk about all the good things that he brings to the table, and they couldn't buy him. So it's going to be many arrests made, some former presidents and current presidents that's trying to run on a ticket. They will be arrested, and people will see it right before their eyes. It's going to be shocking, and people are going to be in awe, like, what? But it's a lot of stuff coming down the pipe. Believe me when I tell you. I know I got the inside scoop. A lot of stuff coming down the pipe for the better. Better planet.
Wow.
Better planet.
Wow. Wow. So, you know, like as far as like the charges that he's facing, like once he's out of office, do you think that any of those charges will stick?
Well, number one, there probably won't be no more presidents. The Republic is going to be back in full swing. Either Trump will be the president or it'll be JFK Jr., the one that they said that died in the plane crash. So all this stuff is by design. Once the new system come up, which the new system is in order, the corporation is no longer here on the planet. So that way we have free energy, we have better food, we have access to a whole lot of stuff, med beds and replicators, best water, food, and everybody on the planet will have everything they need. Everybody going to get along. You hardly see any more killings and stealings and robberies. You'll see the planet come together as one. It's on the brink of something good. A one world order is not necessarily a bad thing after Trump got in there. And I said, and I did my research, and I know people that know people in Washington, and I talk to them periodically. Hey, this planet gonna be a great place to live shortly. I would say less than a year or two, in my opinion. A great place to live. And in fact, it's a great day to be alive. For people that know. And I want them that know. Great day.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So now this is what I want to ask you, like, right here. So you're saying that, and I'm not sure where you're going with this, but the one thing I do think that may be happening is that they think that this coronavirus, it, like, they took this as an opportunity to just say, hey, you know what? And we know that this is a very populous world. So they're saying, like, if we eliminate some of the people, now that we can get down to the nitty-gritty of our business and we can actually make this a functional world.
Well, that's a good question you raised. The scamdemic and pandemic was created by the Democrats, number one. COVID stands for Certificate of Vaccination Identification. Bill Gates wanted to chip up everybody. That's not going to work. Oprah Winfrey wanted to get rid of 80% of the population. That's not going to work. And on my Facebook page, there's 500,000 people that's supposed to report to court for crimes against humanity. And you can go on my page and pull that document off and pull up the names that all the people that got to go to court. People are dying, but not of everybody's not dying of so-called COVID, because COVID is
diarrhea, fever, cold, shortness of breath. You can't catch shortness of breath from nobody. You can catch a cold. You can't catch a fever, and a few other things. The mask is just a symbol of being quiet, because if you keep a mask on too long, you deteriorate your brain cells. A lot of people don't even know that. So everybody, all the people that keep saying dying is no way on the planet, all of them people is dying every day. And guess what? And I'm sure all them people, a lot of them people are wearing masks. So what is the purpose of wearing a mask if you're still dying? A mask don't stop you from dying. When it's your time, you leave it. People with mansions have died. People with fancy cars have died. People with money have died. You don't know. Most people don't know how they're going to die. You could die in your sleep with a mask. You could get shot. Something could fall off the roof. The car could run up on a pavement. I mean, you could die of a stroke in your sleep, a brain aneurysm. Most people do not know. Some people have a premonition, but most, for the most part, a lot of people don't know how they're going to leave this planet. We know at some point in time we're going to leave, but we don't know if it's going to be of so-called corona, even though you got a mask on. When it's your time, you leave it, no matter what kind of mask you got on, car, whatever. So I already know what it is. If people are dying. Scamdemic, pandemic, people are dying, but not talking about the 5G phones, the 5G towers, which is coming down. Trump already started tearing down the 5G towers. It's going to be healing machines or whatever. I just got that on my page. Somebody sent it to me. So good things are happening.
All right, so like what you're seeing right now, so you see it as good things coming, and, you know, from, like, the problem I'm having with, you know, the whole pandemic and everything like that is that we only are 4% of the population of the world, but we are the ones that are the ones that's dying the most. We're the ones that have the most cases. So do you see a coincidence, or do you see this as systematic, or do you see this as just simply a failure of our administration?
Well, like I said, it's a scamdemic. It's the Democrats, Bill Gates, and Dr. Fauci. All of them is in cahoots, and they make 13,000, and they make 39. The doctors make 13,000 if they say you got corona. They make 39,000 if they have to come up with a ventilator. So it's all about money. It's all about control. It's all about power. But all that stuff is getting ready to cease. Like I said, people are dying, but they're not telling the truth, because everybody not dying of COVID. And it started in Wuhan. Somebody in Wuhan said something, then it spread like wildfire. That's how so-called COVID got started. And viruses and bacteria been on the planet for hundreds and billions and trillions of years. That ain't nothing new. Virus that's been on the planet.
You know what? I know what you're saying right there is true as far as the virus. Even though there's a virus that has not been active, they know or are aware of viruses that are there but not active. Because, you know, as far as the part of evolution, you know, they have what they call a chart. And so they can chart viruses now. Because even though there's a virus that doesn't exist, there's a chart of viruses that will come up or will pop up and stuff like that. So my thing is, all right, so now that this coronavirus has started, you know, and even though we had, you know, at certain point during a certain administration, an active team that was waiting and ready to handle some things, because at one point, you know, when we had the Ebola virus go over, you know, we had an active team, and when they responded, you know, very heavily and very fast. and we only had two deaths in the United States, and other countries had, you know, hundreds and thousands of deaths. So now when this COVID hit, we didn't have a responsive team, and we still don't have a responsive team. You know, what do you say to that? Like, what do you say? Like, okay, well, we had it, but we don't have it now. And now we're right now, we're in the phase of what are we doing? Are we just, you know, going through the motions, or are we actually actively trying to catch up?
Well, in my opinion, I think this is true. Well, I'll tell you that in a second. But Corona stands for crown, number one. And as quick as the so-called virus came, it can go. A lot of people don't even know that. It can go. Just as quick as it came, it can go. But it's done for a reason. This is man-made. This stuff is done for a reason. Like I said, money, control. They make money. Control the population. That's the whole purpose. And when they swab your nose, they can do something with your RNA and DNA. Once they get the DNA, they can do something with that. A lot of people don't know that. And when they use that thing to check your fever and mess up your pineal gland, every time they keep hitting that light, that thing to check to see if your fever, that pineal gland, you're doing some damage to that. So it's best to say, hey, can you do my wrist? They can get a temperature from your wrist as opposed to keep using that thing at your head and mess up your pineal gland. It does something to alter whatever. A guy sent me the information, and a guy talked about it and showed a picture of your pineal gland and what it does with that red light every time they hit your head to check your fever. A lot we don't know. Yep.
Wow. Yep. You know what? I'm going to tell you just like this, like with the technology that we now today, and how we seem to be ineffectively advanced, even with, you know, the technology we have. And it seems like at some point that there's some kind of holding back, like, you know, we know that at some point, you know, in time, that we may have been visited from, you know, maybe somebody from another galaxy or another place or whatever. Even though I personally don't believe that, but the way that technology has been advancing, and so many leaps and bounds, I'm just wondering, like, is there somebody influencing us to make some changes to our culture, to our society? You know, like, is there some outside influence saying, hey, you need to do this or you need to do that right now, and if you don't do it, then, you know, hey, we wipe you out, or we'll just, or we're just gonna cut off our, you know, technology advances that we're giving you right now.
Yeah, well, with the new technology that's coming out, we can be healed. They can make us see if we're blind. They can grow your limbs. Look at the movie Lucy, Stargate One, Star Trek. Beam me up, Scotty. We can do that. We can do we can go back in time, space travel, time travel. We can do all that. If we want to be taller, we can. If we want to be fatter, we can. We can grow our bodies. You want shorter feet, whatever. All that stuff is coming to fruition soon. Just waiting for the RV to happen, which is probably before this year's up. So with the new technology and the 6,000 patents going to be released too. So there's a lot of stuff that's been held from the people. And it's deep. And the truth on everything going to be coming out. In fact, I'll be one of the teachers to tell people what we was born into and how, you know, how the system was and how about the fake money and how the banks and what the queen really represented and the Masons. I'll be one of the teachers that will guide the people along and tell them what and how all this stuff came about. So because what you saw is not really what you saw. So, you know.
Got you, got you. You know, real quickly, I just wanted to just ask you, now that you said, you know, that, and if anybody, real quickly, we're broadcast on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Anytime you want to talk to the host named Mr. Miller, you can just dial in at 319-527-6091 or 232-870-4174. And you can just hit the number one and you can talk to our host. So now, Nate, now, real quickly, just to put everything real quickly in a nutshell. So now, we are in a, you know, in a society right now where we're just basically, now, do you think that they want us to ignore the virus and that, you know, hundreds of thousands of people are dying? Do you think that they just want us to believe that this is a harmless virus and that it just simply go away just the way it came? But the way it came has been quite perplexed because we can't really pinpoint, you know, how it came into this country. But it has taken this country by storm. And the only way that we know how to just slow it down is by face masks and by, they tell us, like, hey, wear this, wear that, and we should slow it down, stop. So what do you think about that?
Well, I already know it's all lies. And like I said, it started in Wuhan. Something happened in Wuhan, and it went like wildfire. It's all about money. It's all about control. And what they can do, people that have underlying ailments, once they're in that hospital bed, they can suck the oxygen out of that room and kill you. And they already said, I got a video or something, somebody said, the doctor said, sign here and say that your sibling died of COVID. Say it. So there's a lot going on that we don't know. People are dying, like once again, but not dying of so-called COVID. It's all about money, all about control, all about power. Like I said, as quickly as this came, it can go right away because the masks don't stop you from dying. It don't. Propaganda. Exactly what it is.
Wow.
I don't even get
so
caught up in it.
So basically, like you're saying, either the government is making money, or the
right.
States are making money. Just by saying that if somebody died, whether they had cancer or they had some other ailment, just say
right.
COVID,
right? That was already,
you know, we got this.
There you go. That was already said on the news, one of the videos somebody sent me said, hey, the doctor said sign here to say that so-and-so died of COVID, and they had a nurse. Somebody sent me the video about the nurse, and she was crying. She was distraught, said, hey, they're killing people here. I think it might have been in New York. She said, they're killing people here. They can suck the oxygen out of the room, number one. And you figure how these nurses and doctors are dirty anyway. They figure if you got an underlying ailment, you a burden to the planet. Hey, what we need you around here for? And that's the mindset of some of these doctors and nurses. They said, what we need you here, you're a burden to everybody else. You know, I'm just saying, we don't need you here. And that's how they get rid of people. They just say, hey, you no longer, they the author and finisher of your soul, which they didn't birth you, but they're going to take you out. Ain't that deep?
Hmm. Wow. Yeah, that's very deep. That's
yeah.
Very deep.
Yeah.
All right, so Nate, you got your first caller tonight. Are you ready for your caller? You hear me, Nate?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I hear you.
So you got a caller on. I'm going to call on right now.
How you doing, caller?
Good evening.
How you doing? What's your name?
Marvis Lewis.
Oh, how you doing, Marvis?
Fine with yourself. I'm going to speak in reference to the mask.
Right.
I don't know if you recall when you were younger. They say, breathe in the good air, exhale the bad air. If
right.
you're constantly wearing these masks and you're cutting off the bad air that's supposed to come out, where do you think that's
really?
Going?
Is that in
it's
the right
entering
place?
Your body.
Exactly.
Therefore,
exactly.
you're killing yourself.
Right. You're eating your brain cells.
Exactly.
You keep it on too long.
Exactly. And you have people consequently who are in the medical field who has to wear these masks 8, 9, 10 hours a day.
Right.
So if you're constantly wearing this mask 8, 9, 10 hours a day, as you said, you're killing the brain cells.
Uh-huh.
Which consequently will break down your exoskeletal matter and therefore cause you to go into a stroke, whether it be mental or physical, and you'll consequently end up sick. This is why there are so many people who 9 times out of 10 who say they have COVID. Well, when they go down, it's hard for them to regain their oxygen.
Right, exactly.
So
yeah.
when you say put that mask on, no, I'll put it on, but I'm going to wear it under my nose so I can breathe.
Exactly.
You're not going to cut
exactly.
off my oxygen.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know. They have no clue.
Exactly. You know,
not
and that was
clue.
Taught us as a child. Breathe in the good air, out the bad.
Exactly.
You're not supposed to breathe in bad air.
Right. And a lot of people don't know a mask don't generally stop a disease. I mean, it stops somebody sneezing or coughing or spitting, it'll stop that the droplets from going in, entering into your nose. But just to get on or train or bus or walk by somebody, you just can't catch a so-called virus just walking by them unless you're having a serious conversation, you spitting, you cough, and there got to be something serious going on in order to get droplets. So I often see that people, if I get on a bus or if I get on a train, people will get up and move down the other end if I don't have a mask on, but they have no clue that you can't catch nothing. Number one, I'm not holding a conversation with you. If I sit right next to you, you just can't catch so-called COVID. So we don't know. A lot of
no,
people don't know
no,
what's
happening. It's right. airborne. You have to
exactly.
understand this so-called COVID is airborne. So if it's airborne, anybody sneeze, cough, or touch anything,
right.
or rub their face or nose, and they rub to touch the bar, you can pick it up that way if by chance you rub your hands in your face. It's very
right,
important
exactly.
to keep your hands away from your face.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't know. Okay, not
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, like you say, though, like they say, though, you know, ignorance is a bliss.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's great talking
Mom.
To you.
Thank you,
You're
Mom.
Very welcome.
And we have a blessed night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right,
more
calls. Thanks so much for a caller for calling in, but you know, Nate, that you know, she kind of backs up what you know what you've been saying, you know, and
right.
really much, you know, really pretty much, you know, we're fighting this battle where you know, even though it's unseen, you know, and we are arming ourselves, but we're also harming ourselves.
Right.
So
exactly.
where do you see? So where do you see where we are? You know, at a you know, and it this is really difficult, really, for a lot of people to understand that.
Exactly.
Just like she said, you know, we are putting a mask on, but are we
right.
putting them on when we don't necessarily need them?
Exactly.
And
my
are
whole point.
We? Yeah, and so are we just, you know, when we do need them, are we not put them on? So now we have ourselves a dilemma, and I just want to
right.
hear, you know, just in, you know, in your words, what do you feel about that situation?
Well, it's always a dilemma when somebody's that want control, and control is very, I mean, top of the notch. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's way up there. Somebody want to have control of one, then they'll come up with something that you might say, oh, you right. You know what? You right. I think I better do it, because you don't know. I mean, if you know, you ain't going to let nobody have control of you. Nobody going to let anybody have control if you know what's right and wrong. It's just that simple. And they want control of the mass, which is not going to happen. And a lot of people in that vaccine, if you get that vaccine is designed to kill you. A lot of people don't even know that. You'll get sick. Because I talked to a friend of mine and know some people in Washington. He said people took that shot and they got awfully sick. But vaccines, some of them will kill you if you take that vaccine and they stick it in you and change your DNA. You don't know when he swab your nose. If they have to stick you, then, hey, you better hope you don't get awfully sick and hope you don't pass on, because they don't tell you exactly what they're sticking you with. And a lot of people that don't know any better, they'll be in line to say, hey, come on, hurry up. The vaccine to stop this, that, and other. And they really don't know. They really didn't do no research to find out what is a virus. How do you get a virus? What's in a virus? Where did it come from? We just don't sit down and study. We don't sit down and read. We don't know. We just say, hey, whatever somebody say, okay, it is what they say. But once again, if everybody came together right now and said, hey, let me get in this book, because if you have money in a book, somebody break in your house, guess what? They ain't gonna check the book. You know why? Because they don't read.
Wow, that's such a powerful thing that I've really been stickler from is reading. You know, when we fail to read and understand or get some kind of knowledge, and even if we read and we don't get the whole part of, you know, the message, and that's what, you know, that's what was so important. It's just the message. You know, if we don't get the message, then, you know, what are we doing? What are we here for? You know,
exactly.
And I'm going to leave this part to you. I want to leave this part to you, Nate, Mr. Miller. And I want to say at this point in time in the show that we're going to do the call of salvation. And I'm going to let you go ahead and send a call out to see if you can bring, you know, some lost soul into the ever-present knowledge of Jesus Christ.
All right. Lord, we thank you for another evening. We thank you for your many blessings. We can cast all of our cares on you, Lord. We know that you're in our corner. You died for our sins. We can definitely depend on you in time of trouble. Lord, we know that you have our back. You will never leave us or forsake us. Lord, we're just glad that you are the author and the finisher of our souls. And anybody that wants to accept the Lord as your Christ and Lord Savior, all you have to do is asking to come into your life and asking for forgiveness, and he will forgive you and make you a new creature in him. And that's all we have to depend on. We can depend on God in times of trouble, the rain and the storm. He will never leave us or forsake us. He will keep us in his omnipresence. We thank you, Lord, for another day that we never saw before. Amen.
Amen, amen. So real quickly, I'm going to go ahead and come in and do the announcements. And if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we suggest you find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that will nurture you in the word of Christ. And I know when I say the word sanctuary, you're thinking church, but sanctuary is in your house. It's in your home. It's what you make it, you know. So please make sure that you have a safe sanctuary. If you don't have a safe sanctuary, you know, we bless God for you, the listener, that will come here every night when you can or when we're able to broadcast here at Purpose Cam Network. And so we just bless and thank you for those that have accepted Jesus Christ in your life. Amen. So real quick, we're going to our announcements. And this is part of Purpose Cam Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. Whether you're calling online or listening via phone, I'd like to thank you for supporting us here at Purpose Cam Network. We can't just express how much that we're happy that you are supporting here at Purpose Cam Network. And we just thank you so much. And please continue to listen. And please continue to tell your friends and family members about Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you so much. If you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. We thank you so much. We invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom, where you can do likewise. And we thank you so much. Okay, and well, guys, well, God's blessing. We'll be joining us tomorrow evening for our broadcast for tomorrow night, which is going to start at 8:30 p.m. with Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson, which is me. Okay, so once again, he's joining us tomorrow evening at 8:30. For my broadcast, Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson, it's called Self-Expressions, and we hope that with God's continued will and God's continued blessings and grace, that you can join us tomorrow evening. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements, and I'm going to just turn everything back over to Brother Nate, and he can go ahead and end his show, and
I'm going to come back
to Brother Nate.
Thank you, listeners. It's a pleasure for me to get out what I know. Looking forward to a better planet, a better world, better people. And all y'all be blessed. Until next time, y'all be blessed.
Jesus bless.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.